This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Paltev. I'm here to ask you to make it stop. Philanese Floyd said that to U.S. lawmakers about police brutality as he testified before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday morning. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago, whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging reforms. One day after Floyd's funeral, the Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals. The judiciary panel is preparing to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. And local and state officials have announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Hong Kong police say they arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban, gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in an unauthorized assembly. With the looming national security laws imposed by China, many said they wouldn't stop the resistance, but they would take a more cautious approach. The new law is expected to be enacted within the next few months. This is VOA News.